Well, you may have heard a few weeks ago where we were talking to you about Sweets and Sounds and the upcoming Creative U Entrepreneurship major. And we are so thrilled to be able to have a couple of folks on the line for our last segment this morning to talk not just about that initiative, but about the partnership that they have with an organization I've come to know called Reset. Their mission is to advance the social enterprise sector. The folks at Reset believe every business has the potential to consciously improve society while being financially successful. They work to inspire businesses to thrive by acting through a socially beneficial perspective across three levels of programming, creating social enterprises, propelling social enterprises, and changing the norm. This is actually kind of like the first of a two-part series that we're doing centering around Reset. So we'll be coming back to more of Reset's part of the picture in a couple of weeks on the second part of the segment. But we do have with us this morning Catrice Claudio. She is with Reset. She is Reset's food program manager and the Reset Dean for the Creative U Entrepreneurship major. So Catrice, welcome to the program. And we also have Angel DeFay is on the line with us, and she is the creator of Creative. So we're going to have a quick chat with both of these folks right after we remind you of another great event that's coming up. Everyone is invited to this free exhibit that celebrates the artistic achievements of Ayaba Ibo Mandingo and his first solo exhibition at the Housatonic Museum of Art entitled Are We Journey? 20th Century African Caribbean Migration. This exhibit tells the story of the Afro-Caribbean migration to Europe and North America in the 20th century through his paintings and sculptures. You'll dine on delicious food, relish in spontaneous poetry, dance to the DJ's beats, and it's all free at the public opening and reception September 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can book your tickets now and learn all about the cool things happening at the Housatonic Museum of Art by going to housatonicmuseum.org. That sounds like a great event, doesn't it, guys?
I love Ayaba, actually. I'm very familiar with his work, so that's going to be an amazing experience.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make it down for that. But we've got another important activity going on, and that is the Creative U. First, let's quickly visit with Catrice. Catrice, can you sort of lay out how the partnership between Reset and Angel's initiative kind of came together?
So thankfully, Sweets and Sounds tapped Reset because they were looking to create a workshop experience for creatives that are looking to go from being more on the creative free-flowing side and more on the structured operational side of being a creative entrepreneur. And of course, like you said, with Reset, we believe in creating businesses that want to leave the world better than they found it. And so we work, even though my focus is with food businesses primarily, we coach businesses across every industry, including creatives. So we were really excited when Angel and Colton decided to invite us into the process to help curate a three workshop program. We have three amazing facilitators that are experienced in their field. We have Tiffany, who is one of our beloved alum of a Reset program, who will be talking about time management. We have Petra Ann Brown, who is a financial educator, who will be talking about how to produce budgets and how to be mindful of your resources when developing a business. And then we have Andre Rochester, who is a full-time fine artist who went from corporate America to becoming a full-time artist. And we're going to talk about the pivot playbook, what it means to make that leap. When is it a good time? What's the best way to set yourself up for success when you decide to make that pivot, and more about his own experience in doing so. So It's an absolute honor to be a part of this process, and I'm excited to have Angel kind of break down a little bit more about the other tracks that are available beyond entrepreneurship with Midnight Oil Collective as well. So
sure. So
Angel,
this,
if you go.
Yeah, this is all happening in New Haven on October 11th and 12th. And we'll tell you about how to learn more about it and get registered if you're interested in being part of it. So, Angel, how did Creative You happen? When did the inspiration strike you to actually develop this type of activity and this track to provide all the benefits that you hope will come out of it?
Yeah, so... I've been doing a convention for the last 2 years. It was called the Sweets and Sounds Convention, and it was pretty much exactly what Creative You is. It was geared towards entrepreneurship and just giving people the needs that they need to go to grow. But this year, the Sweets and Sounds Convention is transitioning to Creative You. And it is in partnership with CT Office of the Arts and hosted by the City of New Haven. Creative U is a 2-day development conference designed to equip the creatives with tools, resources in the community that they need to grow within their craft. So this has been something I've been doing for the last 3 years. But this year, I'm super excited to be able to have bigger partnerships and be able to have bigger collaborations with people such as like Reset, Midnight Oil, and the City of New Haven, as well as CT Office of the Arts.
So there's a lot more to this activity than just these dynamic sessions on financial literacy, business building, and time management. Tell us a little bit more about what attendees are going to experience on October 11th and 12th.
Awesome. So October 11th and 12th is going to be It's two separate days. So the first day is going to be a career fair that is put on by the City of New Haven. It's going to take place at the Boathouse in New Haven. And that's exactly what it sounds like. It's going to be 30 to 50 jobs, opportunities there. People will be able to go network, meet, apply, and just be able to be in a space where they will be able to feel equipped for the future. And then the second half of the first day is going to be the incoming students orientation that we have for Creative U. So it's going to be a day where the attendees are going to be able to meet their deans, meet their major cohorts, and just be able to network and feel a little bit more better before the big day, and just be able to get more excitement and just be able to meet the people that they need to meet for them to be able to feel comfortable for day two. And day two is going to be taking place at Southern Connecticut State University. It's going to be a day full of a lot of activities. So Creative U is input with three different tracks. So the first track is the entrepreneurship track. The second track is the creative leadership track, which is going to be put on by Midnight Oil Collective. And then the third track is the creative workforce track, which is put on by the City of New Haven Cultural Department. And within those tracks, you get three workshops attached to it. So you go throughout the day with your cohorts, experiencing the workshops, learning, growing, and networking. And then when we're done with the conference itself, we're transitioning to the field trips, which is going to be in partnership with the City of New Haven. And with that partnership, we're collaborating with a bunch of different restaurants and organizations downtown New Haven that the students and the attendees will be able to go and attend and experience. So the goal for it is just pretty much networking and community building, and networking and community building, and to give the attendants all the equipment that they need for them to be able to grow within whatever major they choose.
So who?
Yeah, that's
Angel, yeah. Who is the ideal target attendee? Who do you hope most to attract to this incredible 2-day activity?
We're looking to attract anybody out of any age range, demographics that are looking to be able to grow within whatever field they decide to go into. And that could be from entrepreneurship, or it could be from the creative leadership major, which is basically saying that not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, and you want to take your talent to a corporation and just help them. But it's pretty much for anybody that wants to grow within their creative endeavors. And that could be things that they're doing for themselves or things that they want to be able to take to a company and do it for them.
And you mentioned before we went on the air that there's also a recently announced grant and scholarship opportunity?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. The grant and sponsorship opportunity is going to be in partnership with the Center of Inclusive Growth, which is a program that was put together by Yale University and the city of New Haven. So the grant opportunity is called the Office Hours. So we are going to choose 3 people to be able to have a different schedule on the second day. So their schedule is going to be equipped with their workshop, but also equipped with specific mentorship as well too. And within that grant, they get to win an amount of $500 to $2,500. And right now we have the applications are open, and we're taking the applications. So the applications closes on September 25th at 11:59 p.m. And it's just going to be, that was just an opportunity for us to be able to give back to the community more and be able to give people necessary things that they need to be able to grow their business. And part of those necessary things that we need is funding and money. And it's just important for us to be able to give back on different aspects.
So where do people go to learn more about this and to consider registering to attend?
The main point about this to learn more would be at www.creativeu.us. On the website, you go to register and then just learn more about the workshops, learn more about the grant, and learn more about the field trip aspects as well. And then you can also follow us on social media. Our social media is at creativeu. And then our home social media is at Sweets and Sounds.
Very good. We appreciate your information, your energy, and your inspiration, Angel DeFay, creator of Creative You, and an important community builder through these events over the last few years in the greater New Haven area. You can meet and learn from Petra Ann Brown, Andre Rochester, and Tiffany Winfield Alexander, the instructors for this event coming up on October 11th and 12th, as you heard from the Boathouse to Central Connecticut, Southern Connecticut State University. Great opportunity for you if you go to creativeu.us. I also want to thank our other guest who helped introduce this segment, Catrice Claudio from Reset. We're going to talk more about that organization in the second half of our interview that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. So for now, best of luck with the Creative You Entrepreneurship event, and we will look forward to talking with Reset again in a couple of weeks. Thanks, guys.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.